We received a new agenda from Nancy Thornton very recently. Let's see.
Okay. Is it 7:37?
Lawrence, can I be recognized?
Yes, Lawrence.
Thank you. So, I guess on the agenda you're going to add a D because there is no D, right? There's a C.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
there's no D. There's a C. Yeah.
There's no D. Right.
Yeah, that's the proposal.
Okay.
That's the proposal.
Thank you.
I would I would kind of support that, if I may say so, because I think we all have strong feelings about what happened yesterday, but I have a lot of problems with some of the language in this motion, and I think it would work out a lot better if we had some time to think about it.
Well, if I may, that there have been public organizations, private organizations, private companies that have come out vehemently against these actions. And whether,
well, absolutely.
Whether it's political or whether it's social or whether it's whatever it is, the fact that we've taken positions and resounding positions on dastardly crimes perpetrated by our
point of order, Chair.
Okay, we're not debating this motion.
You're killing it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I wanted to say. If you vote to put it down to D, you're killing it.
Okay.
I'll be glad to
discuss the substance on another occasion, but right now we're just in agenda approval. Lydia? Yeah.
Yes, I just wanted to say, since I'm not on the PNB list, can someone forward the motion to me? Thank you.
I'll be glad to.
Sure. Okay, so let's just go to a vote whether we want to move this to 10D or leave it where it was first suggested on item number 4.
I have an amendment. Let me know if I could be recognized. An amendment to the agenda.
Jan Goodman, point of information.
No, wait. We're dealing with this one item right now.
It's on this point. I just want to know, is the place that is...
Excuse me, Chair. Why does Jan get to go ahead of me when I requested to be recognized?
She doesn't get to go ahead of you. I did not recognize her. And I tried to explain to you, Lawrence, that we are discussing this one agenda item right now. You apparently want to bring up some other agenda item, but we're not.
No,
that
I
yet.
Want to amend the agenda that has directly to do with the placement of this motion, Chair.
Okay,
so
you want to address this item? Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
I like to move that the motion to discipline public airing of grievances from Director Van Gutten, in order for all of us to have a more candid discussion on this issue, that it be moved to executive session. That's my motion.
One second.
Okay, I'm going to rule that out of order because we are discussing Dwayne Lark's amendment right now.
We're discussing placement, correct?
We're discussing the placement of Dwayne.
Right. And
Dwayne
so
Lark
what I
want to
do
amendment.
Is substitute and put Dwayne's Lark's motion in C and move the motion in regards to discipline to executive session. That's the placement, Chair, and that's my motion.
Okay.
Chair,
so
we're out of time for this item again.
Okay.
We have to take care of what's on the floor, right?
So you want to move Dwayne's amendment to item 10C?
Yes, and move the motion in regards to discipline to executive session so we can have a more candid discussion.
Okay, we're out of time. Let's just go to a vote.
Chair, I have some information on that. May I provide it?
Please. If you have, what is the information you have?
There is a motion in closed session regarding this same topic. This is a motion that is for open session.
Nevertheless, Mr. Reyes wants to move this to closed session. It's a valid motion. What can I tell you? Okay, let's go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, may I have some clarity before we go to vote,
please? Mr. Chair, I do have.
Yeah. May I have some clarity with my motion?
No.
With respect to how this matter is going to be handled, because as I understand it, it's two amendments to my motion already. So
that's correct. And we have to stop at that point, and we are out of time.
Yes, sir.
So
just wanted to be clear that we get through those two, and then we'll get to my original motion. Is all I want.
That's
the body.
That's
understand.
Correct. That's correct.
And I don't support any of the amendments.
Okay. So we have to vote on Mr. Reyes' amendment first, which is to move item 10C to the closed session and replace that with Mr. Lark's motion. If you're in favor of doing that, vote yes. Let me ask, are there any objections to doing that?
Can we debate? Yes. Can we debate?
Yes.
No debate. No debate. No, we are out of time. There's no debate. We are out of time. I'm sorry. There's no time for debate.
Jan Goodman, I only have a point of information.
Oh, come on.
Let's go to a vote. We're finished.
I just want to know if it's going to be before Lydia's report or after. That's all I want to know.
After.
Well, if you look at your agenda, it depends on what
look at your agenda,
It depends on how the
I'm
vote
sorry,
goes.
I'm sorry. I'm not in a place that I can
well,
see.
Well, then
you,
don't. You're not. You don't belong on the board, then, if you can't get your agenda.
Oh, please.
I'm the first
person. Can we stop the crosstalk? And Nancy, please don't. You were not recognized.
I'm sorry.
So.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Okay. Let's just go to a vote. Marianne, could you please take the roll on Mr. Lawrence's amendment to move this item to 10? Move Mr. Lark's item to 10C.
All right, let's start with Elizabeth Van Gunten.
I need to clarify whether this does more than just that. Does this address the open session item being moved to closed session too, or is that a separate vote? Because I wrote it for open session. I wrote it specifically for open session as a generic item, and related item in closed session.
Chair, point of order.
Okay.
Point of order, Chair.
Hold on.
We are in the middle of the vote. If you could provide the information, great, but we are in the middle of a vote.
Hold on. It's a legitimate question, I think. I would like to ask Mr. Tatum to comment on that, because the motion involved moving one item up and removing another item, and I'm not sure you can do that in one motion. Mr. Tatum? Hello, Mr. Tatum.
Alex, if I can comment on it, it'll only take 15 seconds.
If you have some insight, I'd like to hear it.
I do. Yeah. If item C is moved to closed session, then the other thing that Mr. Reyes wanted to have happen will automatically happen, because there won't be an item there anymore.
Well, that's true, but we were in a discussion not on that item. We were in a discussion on an amendment to move Mr. Lark's motion.
Right, but Mr. Lark's motion would automatically move if C was no longer there. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to rule that the item goes off the open session agenda, and I'm not 100% sure I'm right about that, but that'll be my ruling for now. So let's just go to a vote now.
Could you repeat that? I didn't understand. Your ruling is right.
I'm ruling that the if Mr. Reyes' amendment passes, Ms. Van Gunden's motion drops off the open session and goes to the closed session agenda. That's my ruling.
Nancy, Chair, I object to the ruling of the chair. Sorry.
Can I have a point of order?
Okay. Why do you object?
I have a point of order, John.
Hold on. We have one thing at a time.
You got to deal with one point of order first. Chair ruling first, right? But could I motivate your objection?
I'm asking you to do that.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So
that's out of order. Point of order is always in order first, not an objection.
Mr. Reyes. Can you please let us proceed? I can only do one point of order at a time. We can't pile up multiple points of order at the same time.
But she stated objection, not a point of order.
It's a ruling based on the objection is based on a point of order. So please.
Thank you, Chair. My objection was based on a point of order that the chair just ruled on, and I objected, and I am challenging. So we're still in the middle of that point of order, and I am objecting because I think you cannot deal with item C until we get to item C. You can always ask that item C be moved to closed session later. Why are we wasting so much time doing it now? We should only be dealing with one agenda item at a time.
Can I state my point of order now, Chair?
I don't have a good answer for you, Nancy. I just think it's a little bit of a gray area, I will admit, but... I'm just trying to get this meeting going.
Item C it's not appropriate for it to be in closed session. It's totally generic. It does not belong in closed session.
She stated her point already. Now she's going on.
That's a separate issue. You can deal with that when we get to closed session. You can say this shouldn't be in closed session. But we can't discuss the substance of these motions right now. We can only discuss the agenda.
Point. Your timekeeper. We're out of time.
Oh Lord, Nancy, please let other people go.
No, Lauren. Please, yourself.
Hold on. Can we please get some order? I understand people have probably been up a long time since last night, and your nerves are a little frayed, but let's not take it out on each other. Come on, let's see if we can get through this meeting and do some good things for Pacifica, please.
I apologize. This is what happens when everything gets done at the last minute, because people haven't had a chance to read the agenda.
I would like to hear Lawrence's point of order.
I support your ruling, because my motion is to place Mr. Lott's motion in a particular place on the agenda, which is an item on the new business C. So that is completely in order. And moving the motion, which deals with employees, and to have a more open discussion about the machinations that are going on at that particular station, is what I believe needs to be in executive session. And the motion.
No, it's any station.
You did not read the motion.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You're not the chair, Nancy. You are the secretary. Let the chair chair the meeting.
Can we please get some order at this meeting? Okay.
Chair, I'm done. This is ridiculous. I'm done.
Chair, this is Beth. I'm the author of that motion. I would like to address the difference between the one in closed session and the one in open session. I was asked to write the one, if I may, please.
I'd really rather you didn't, Beth. I would really rather you did not, because we're not discussing the substance of these motions right now. We're just trying to finish an agenda.
I wrote it for open session to get an result so that it could be talked about in public. I wrote a closed session so that we could deal with what Lawrence wants to deal with. They addressed the same topic, but with a different result.
I understand. You could, okay. Let's just vote on Lawrence's motion. Let's.
It's ridiculous. Just.
Okay. Can we take a vote? Ms. Edain, could you please call the roll?
Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair, your ruling was challenged. And I haven't heard that person rescind that, and I didn't hear it seconded either. So where are we with that? Wouldn't we have to get that out of the way before we can proceed?
I withdraw my challenge. I withdraw my challenge.
That's kind of how I understood it. But yeah, thank you for making that explicit.
My question.
Okay.
It's my business. It's a waste of time.
I agree. We're wasting time. Let's not waste any more time, please. Can we just go to a vote on this? Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll on the amendment proposed by Lawrence Reyes?
Okay, and the amendment is to move the item to 10C. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Elizabeth Von Gunten?
No.
Let me see who was not here. I'm working on two different lists. Chris Corey?
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Yes. Lyndon Foley.
No.
No. Ann Goodman.
No.
Rena Jacobs. Rena Jacobs.
I abstain. Thank you.
Wally James.
No.
No.
Wayne Lark.
Yes.
Yes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Yes. Sandra Rawline.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Sean Rhodes.
No.
No. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Thornton.
No.
No. Andrea Turner.
No.
No. Polina Vasilius.
No.
No. Tom Voorhees.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alex, do you want to wait until the vote is counted?
Yes. What's the total?
Let's see. Kelly, here we have. One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, ten no's. Three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven yeses.
7 yeses.
And 2 abstain.
2 abstentions.
Okay, I abstain. The amendment failed.
Okay.
Do you want to announce the total?
Yes, we have 10 noes, 7 yeses, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, now we go to a vote on Nancy Sorden's amendment, which was to move this item to number 10D. Please call the roll on that.
Fine. Okay, let me make sure I have that moved. Let's see. Elizabeth Gunton.
Yes.
Yes. That's a yes. Chris Corey.
I'm sorry. Can you clarify the motion again? One more time. Sorry.
It's to move Mr. Lark's amendment to item 10D.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
No. Ben Foley.
Yes.
Yes. Dan Goodman. Dan Goodman. Dan Goodman? No response. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
No. Wally James?
Yes.
Yes. Wayne Lark?
No.
No. Ron Pinchback?
No.
No. Ralph Pointer?
No.
No. Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Yes. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
No. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Abstain. Eileen Rosen? Eileen Rosen.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gotcha. James Sagerton.
No.
No. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Skip Alex. Andrea Turner.
No.
Helena Vasilia.
Before I vote, I need a point of clarification. Does this mean that Mr. Lark's amendment would not be placed on the agenda at all if it was voted no?
No, it's to move it to item 10D on the agenda.
From?
Hello?
It's not on the agenda.
It's an amendment to putting it on the agenda. As
yeah,
far as
we are in the middle of a vote. Why can't people
no,
just
not,
vote?
It doesn't get put on the agenda.
Yeah.
So
see,
I would vote yes to put it on the agenda.
Okay. We cannot have crosstalk. We cannot have this crosstalk. Please.
Vasilia
if you have a
yes
question,
to put this.
If you have a question, address the chair.
Mr. Chair, can you clarify this? If a vote no means Mr. Lark's amendment doesn't get put on the agenda?
If you vote no, that means this amendment doesn't pass, and then you get a chance after that vote to decide whether it gets put on the agenda or not put on the agenda.
Uh-huh. Elsewhere. Okay. Understood. I guess I'll vote no.
Right. Thank you.
Tom Voorhees.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, let us tally. We have 1 yes, 2 three, four, five yeses. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten no's once again. And one, two, three, four abstentions.
Okay.
Motion fails.
You didn't ask me how I voted.
I'm sorry.
I abstain. I abstain.
I kind of figured. Okay, so we now
Chair,
have
what
five
is the final vote tally?
The final vote tally. Yeah. 10 no's, 5 yeses, and 5 abstentions.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we go to a vote on the motion to add this item to the agenda on number Mr. Lark wanted to add it as number 4 on the agenda. Can we please take a roll on that?
8, 6, 53 add to agenda. Sorry, this takes me a bit. Okay. Add as item 4. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Pass.
Elizabeth?
Pass.
Say again, pass.
I passed. Yeah.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Yes. Dan Goodman. Dan Goodman. Nothing. Sabrina Jacobs.
Jim. She's not on the call anymore, Jim.
Okay. Wally James.
Whoa.
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes.
Go back to Jacobs.
Jan Goodman's no longer on the call. Sabrina Jacobs is here.
Sabrina?
I vote yes.
Sabrina Jacobs?
Thank you.
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Wally James.
Yes.
Yes. Wayne Lark.
I vote yes.
Yes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Yes. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Yes. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 yeses.
Did you want my vote?
I'm sorry.
I passed.
That's right. We have a pass, and you're
yes.
Okay, you go to a yes. that would be 19 yeses. And Alex?
Abstain.
You're abstain. 19 yeses and one abstention. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that item is added to the agenda. And
added as item number 4.
Okay. So now we need a motion to approve.
Chair.
We need a motion. Excuse me. Please do not interrupt. We need a motion to approve the draft agenda as amended.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I make a motion to approve the draft agenda as amended.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
Okay.
Nancy with amendment. I've been on the stack trying to get an amendment.
We're out of time. We can only vote at this point. There's no room for discussion. Nobody asked for an extension of time. So we have to just vote. Are there any objections?
Yeah,
are there any objections to the draft agenda as amended?
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Was that an objection I heard?
That was an objection, yes. I object to Beth Van Gluten being allowed to make a motion because that she was not properly seated.
Okay, that is...
Just for the record...
That's not an objection to the draft agenda. I'm sorry.
It includes something I object to. So
okay,
it
that's...
Stop being silly.
Okay, that is not to be included in the minutes. Please, Madam Secretary, please ignore that remark.
I have removed.
Okay, let's...
Is the objection noted?
Okay.
Be noted?
No, your objection is not noted because I asked for objections to the agenda.
I object to the agenda.
You are out of order, Ms. Goodman.
You asked
please.
If there were any objections. I said yes.
You are out of order. Please refrain from further interrupting the proceedings. Okay, we now go on to the next item on the agenda.
Tatum, can we?
We now go on. Please, please,
it's a parliamentary rule on this.
This is Lawrence from the point of order.
Hold on. Mr. Tatum, are you on the call?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm on the call, but I cannot respond unless
I
get permission from the chair.
Okay. I asked for objections to the agenda, and Ms. Goodman instead wants to record an objection to somebody who's seated at the meeting.
I object to the agenda. I object to the agenda.
That's not what you said.
That's not what you said. It's not what you said. Okay, you
object
to the agenda. So let's go.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
You object to the
agenda.
Just for the record,
okay,
if I'm the only one, you don't have to go to a vote. Please don't go to a vote.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Up to you.
Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
Boy, what
May
is
I speak?
It
this
that
is
we
the parliamentary.
Okay.
May I speak, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mr. Tatum. Yes.
Yeah, I think the confusion is that Ms. Goodman, it wasn't clear to me whether Ms. Goodman was objecting to the approval of the entire agenda, or was she objecting to some item that was within the agenda? And as you stated, you can't accept any objections to any parts of the agenda, but if you object to the entire agenda, that means you just have to go to a vote.
Okay, so we're going to a vote now. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll on adopting the agenda as amended?
Okay, hang on. It's going to take me just a sec to redo the whole mess here. The adopt Krista as amendment.
I'm barely
okay.
hearing Marion.
Sorry about that. Let's see. Is that better?
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Okay. Let's see, Robin. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Yes. Jan Goodman.
No, thank you.
No.
And thank
Sabrina
you for being
Jacobs.
Secretary.
Thanks. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Wally James.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Dwayne Lark.
Pass.
You say pass? Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Ralph Pointer.
You have to read the motion to me again. I missed it.
It's to accept the agenda. I was offended.
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Yes. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Yes. James Sagretor.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Polina Vasilia.
Yes to accept the agenda as amended.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Dwayne, did I hear you say that you passed?
I did, and vote yes. Like Ralph,
vote.
I lost track.
Vote yes. All right, let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 yeses. And one no. And Alex, how would you care to, let's see, one no, 18 yes, and Alex?
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
You vote yes. So we have 19 yeses and one no to adopt the agenda. Congratulations.
Hooray.
Kids.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is Mr. Lark's motion. Mr. Lark, we can discuss your motion now.
How long of an item
is that? It didn't have a time on it. How long do you think we should allot to this, Mr. Lark?
Well, quite frankly, I'm probably thinking in the air, but I thought it would only take a couple of minutes. But to be realistic, let's say 10 minutes, and I'm sure if necessary, someone will move to extend. But I thought it was a slam dunk.
Okay. Yep.
So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Excuse my interruption, Mr. Lark. Can you email me the text of your motion? Because I can't type quite as fast as you can talk.
Well, Marion, Chair, this is the PNB Secretary. I would like to let Marion know that I already emailed it to her.
Ah,
you read my mind, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you so much, because I don't have her email. Well, the motion itself is just a repudiation. And before I start reading it, I would like to ask any of the members, including the chair, who seems to have some trepidation or some reservation, what 1, 2, 3, 4, basically 5 short sentences. If I could know which one they would want to delete so that I can get unanimity here, I would very much be open to that. Otherwise, I'm going to ask that it be adopted as is. But I want to be reasonable. I frankly don't see where all the political is.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Duane. May I be recognized?
Okay, thank you for asking. Okay. Ms. Rawline, what is it?
Wouldn't it be more prudent for Mr. Lark to just ask, are there any objections to passing this motion?
Well, he asked me a question, so I'm going to...
Does anybody really disagree with it?
Yeah, I
disagree
with it.
I knew that he did, Sandra, so that's why I was feeling it.
And I'm going to explain to you what I disagree, if you hang on.
Point of order. Carry on. Go ahead. Never mind.
Lawrence to this back. Lawrence to this back.
Save the bait for the motion, please.
Point of order.
Hold on. I was asked a question. I'm going to answer it. What I disagree with is this reference to treasonous acts perpetrated by insurrectionists and seditionists. I could sometimes, be sympathetic to insurrectionists and seditionists. That's not the stand I take on this. I am opposed to the people that did this because they're fascists and racists, and I want to see them destroyed. But I'm not going to take a stand with all the hypocritical corporate Democrats that stand on, quote, the Constitution. The Constitution is the document that made slavery legal, if you recall. So that's not the way I see this. I'm sorry. I cannot support this. If you had brought some of us in on a statement before you sent it at the last minute, we could have worked on something that we could all agree upon. I can't agree on this.
Well, Mr. Chair, I appreciate that.
A request for information.
I'd like to recover.
What is your
request? But I yield to Mr. Ray. Go ahead.
Yeah. What is your request for information, Lawrence?
I think that my question is, shouldn't Mr. Lott read his resolution? And I'm also hoping that that you would request unanimous consent, because I believe as we should speak as one board, regardless of our inclinations or our tendencies. I mean, I think this is something that we should be unanimous, and it should be read so the listeners could hear the resolution. That's my question, Chair.
Well, I just explained to you why I think there's a problem with this, and you're asking for unanimous consent.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Point of information, Chair.
What is your point of information?
Are we now debating the motion itself?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so we're debating the motion itself, not whether it's going to be placed on the agenda or anything like that. We're discussing the motion itself.
Yeah, we're there. We're at that point in the agenda. We're discussing this motion. And Mr. Lark was asked to read the motion, and I think that's appropriate, so go ahead and read it.
Okay, and then, of course, the ability to motivate it. But I think those preambles are the statement that you made, the question that Mr. Reyes had and the question that was just previously asked, I think were appropriate. Other members may have had those questions. Now, whereas we, the Pacifica National Board, are vehemently against this double standard of two forms of justice and two forms of treatment of citizens. Whereas we, the Pacifica National Board, resoundingly reject the continued systemic racism that permeates every facet of American life and undervalues the lives of people of color. Whereas,
can we get people to mute, please? I'm having trouble hearing, Mr.
Yes, can everybody mute unless you're speaking, please? Go ahead. Continue, Mr.
Thank you. I'll start over. Whereas we,
the Pacifica National Board, are vehemently against this double standard of two forms of justice and two forms of treatment of citizens, whereas we, the Pacifica National Board, redoundingly reject continued systemic racism that permeates every facet of American life and undervalues the lives of people of color. Whereas, if ever there was a doubt of the existence of white privilege in this country, it was proven by the preferential treatment and unusual accommodations of law enforcement and our political leadership toward the criminal and treasonous acts perpetrated by the insurrectionists and seditionists on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Be it resolved that it be recorded that the members of this board repudiate the actions perpetrated on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. These actions were akin to those of the sons and daughters of the Confederacy and other historic terrorist groups in the United States of America. Be it further resolved that we, the Pacifica National Board, demand that our law enforcement follow the Constitution of the United States and provide equal treatment under the law to all citizens of this country. Now, to the chair's point, he refers to if I had brought in other people. Well, that's impossible to give the same deference and respect to 22 people or 21 other people. And we have had this history, this propensity of two or three or four people getting together and putting something together and then call that, well, I bought into it. Well, that's just three or four people. So this, I hope, speaks to the heart and to the intentions of all good people of goodwill in this country. And for the record, a seditionist is one who engages in or promotes the interest of sedition, conduct or language inciting rebellion against the authority of the state. It is typically considered a subversive act, and the overt acts that may be prosecutable under sedition law vary from one legal code to another. And I can understand why some have trepidation about that particular site. In addition to...
Well, we need to the stack.
I'm sorry?
We need to the stack.
You cannot interrupt the speaker, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Insurrection. The definition of insurrection by many accounts is the rising in revolt, resistance against civil authority or an established government. Now, I'm an African-American man who has served this country in arms, and I almost got court-martialed for taking issue with certain laws or certain orders I was given, didn't follow them. So I understand the difference between insurrection and all these other terms that are used here. But when we consider the men and women who perpetrated these acts, I akin them to the sons of Confederacy, simply because these people have not gotten over the fact they lost the Civil War and they won another Civil War. And they're doing these dastardly things when it didn't take me but a minute to conclude that if this was a Black Lives Matter march or organized effort, it would be called all other kinds of things. And there would have been shooting of people and certainly tear gassing more than what happened then. There would have been a lot more people dead because the value of people of color resoundingly rejecting what appears to be something that is against their rights. And I respect the fact that these individuals feel the election was stolen. I can't get in folks' minds and rationalize why they are so twisted. But what I can say is that if you have an issue with the word insurrection or sedition, that's respectable. We can all disagree with words and the usage of words. But clearly, I believe that this statement is a fair statement. It is a political statement.
but it isn't one that is beyond what I've seen Pacifica National Board take up and adopt on other issues. But like, for instance, and I'll close with this, when we wanted to bring forth a resolution regarding the murders of African Americans across this country by the police, there were a couple of three individuals on this board that wanted to water it down, that had an issue. It went too far. And I would suggest that how far can you go to repudiate, to make sure that the world knows that this foundation stands for equity in the Constitution for all people, that Anglo folk who get privileged to do things that African-Americans or Hispanics or Indians or other people of other communities will get shot down by the police for doing. And I think this is the classic example. This is the best example of how Anglos are treated differently than people of color. Thank you for listening. And I hope to have a closing statement.
Lauren, Chair, may I be recognized?
And this is Lydia to the SEC.
I believe we need to move to extend.
Earlier.
I heard Paulina. I heard Lydia. I heard, I think I heard Lawrence. I heard Chris. Was
Ron.
That it?
Ron.
Yeah, I'm just going to move to extend. That's it. I just moved to extend for, let's say, 10 minutes based on the amount of interest in this topic, I think.
Second, Lawrence.
Oh. Okay, we have a motion to extend this discussion for another 10 minutes. Are there any objections? Okay, go ahead. So, Paulina, I'll take you first.
Thank you. I'm thinking about the fact that during the protests of the Vietnam War, people were called insurrectionists and seditionists. I'm thinking, in fact, that we have political prisoners in this country currently serving time, black and white, mostly black, Black Panthers, and Native American, like Leonard Peltier. I think it's actually, we need to be cautious about when we condemn so-called insurrection and sedition, because then we are saying that we are committed to, we believe that the laws of this country are just. I don't think they are just, and that's where I'll stop. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the point I was trying to make. Lydia.
Yes, so this is even broader. In addition to the fact that the one scene that has stuck in my mind and is running, keeps running over and over, was the Capitol policeman who was black, who was trying to go up the stairs backwards with all he had was the billy club, and he kept calling for help on you know, his little speakerphone or whatever. Nobody came to help him. He went up several flights of stairs walking backward as these horrible people were after him. But you could, during that process of watching that, you could feel it. But the thing is that it isn't isolated to what happened yesterday. At the same time, the same folks were here in Los Angeles. A couple of days ago, they were at a health food store here, the anti-maskers who came in droves inside of a high-end, you know, kind of a high-end area of our city, into a health food store. No one was arrested. The police were called. The police were there. No one was cited or arrested despite an official mandate from the state, city, and county of Los Angeles. And also when they showed up yesterday in downtown Los Angeles, no one was arrested of these people. That is the point. And had a similar group gone into that health food store or shown up yesterday in front of the police station, they would have, first of all, lucky if they're not killed. Secondly, they would have been arrested. So I absolutely understand. I mean, I'm one. I happen not to be a pacifist. So I'm one that completely understands what Alex and Paulina are saying. However, there's always a context to words. Even the FCC has a context to dirty words. Certain dirty words you can use, depending on the context, they're okay to use, and other times they are not. So it's the same way. This context, I think this statement on the part of Pacifica is critical, because the focus is not, to me, the focus is not those two words. The focus to me is that we are making clear that no one can tell us it's just about those two words. It is about communities of color and the difference that you treat those communities versus the white community, period. No matter how much, you know, authority was there. They got a taste of what our communities face every day. But nevertheless, we absolutely have to condemn it as forcefully as we can, and that's my position. So I support it, even though I can't vote.
Okay. Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. So let me just remind people that as a Boricua, as a Puerto Rican, we've been charged for standing up for our independence from colonialism for over 500 years. And the thought crime that has been wrapped around our necks is that this is conspiracy. Oscar Lopez Rivera did over 35 years for seditious conspiracy. There have been political prisoners, Puerto Rican, Black Panthers, and red people that have been charged with seditious conspiracy. So the whole idea that for some reason we don't want to put this albatross around the neck of those people who use these very same words to wrap our movement heroes and sheroes up with this thought crime of seditious conspiracy. This was seditious. There was a conspiracy. It was abated. It was fueled by the orange guy in the White House. And further, let me remind you of Standing Rock. Let me remind you of the treatment that indigenous people received in Standing Rock in the bitter cold, where they were hosed. Dogs were sicked on them, just like they were sicked on the African Americans in the Pettus Bridge. Dogs, they were hosed in the bitter cold. So I don't have a problem with some of the words, because I have a tendency. This isn't about tendency. This is about standing up for what's just. And what is just is that we condemn and we put back around their necks the same thing that they've been putting around the necks of our ancestors and those freedom fighters, whether it be John Brown, whether it be Harriet Tubman, whether it be Oscar Lopez Rivera, whether it be Lolita Lebron, whether it be Leonard Peltier, whether it be Matula Shakur, whether it be whoever it is. This has been happening. There's a systemic system of racism when it comes to justice in America. And we need to take that position. So, you know, if there's a word that bothers you, I understand. I know we have passed resolutions when these boards were split politically on the students of Puerto Rico who were being attacked and were being oppressed by the Puerto Rican Fuerza de Choque, which is the riot squad. They were being suppressed. People that have been completely criminalized because of thought crimes. If this was Black Lives Matter, and let me remind you, the week before, 2 weeks before, the very same elk that were at the Capitol yesterday, they attacked Black churches in Washington, D.C. And I'll defer to Ron Pinchback and Vanessa Ditson-Brake to talk about that. They attacked historical Black churches. These people who are white supremacists, who are extremists, who are part of the militia that this knucklehead fuels on a daily basis, we need to take a stand here. And it's about time. They've been telling the press not to use certain words when reporting on the actions on the insurrection that took place yesterday. So, again,
Mr. Chair,
if there's
the timekeeper,
I'm going to finish right now.
I hesitate to interrupt. I apologize, but you're way over time.
Okay. I'm a just give me 10 seconds, Chair. So I move I move and support this, and I hope that we could move by unanimous consent and that we speak as one board. Thank you.
Okay. Ron, I heard you wanted to be on the stack.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is this. Maybe, I think maybe at the end of that we should also put some demands about an investigation. We demand, you know, an investigation, you know, some level of accountability. You know, because there's a lot to uncover in all of this, you know, particularly the police non-involvement. I mean, D.C. has got more police and types of police and more none of those guys. And literally, folks, when I'm sitting there watching this thing yesterday, before all the hoopla, I'm looking at that crowd and I'm looking at the proximity of where they were to the Capitol. I said, where are the police? I don't see no police. I mean, nothing. I mean, it was incredible. And so I said, so where's the National Guard? And I don't know whether you've heard or not, but, you know, Trump denied authority to use the National Guard. The governor's Maryland, listen, Denny Hoyer had to call the Maryland governor, a Republican, to ask for the National Guard troops. Hogan is calling the Pentagon to get the authorization because they're federally mandated. It took them over an hour and a half to get that authorization. And they had to come from out of Maryland. So that's what I'm saying. We need to put on this, we need to tag this with demand for a very thorough, comprehensive investigation of this. You know, this is a lot. This is conspiracy. This is a lot of stuff to unpack. A lot of stuff.
Ron,
we can just add something like that.
Let me say, I agree with you, Ron. I think this could use something at the end, calling for an investigation. I was watching this whole thing yesterday unfold. I was spending hours and hours watching this thing, and that mob was basically left alone for at least 4 hours. Four goddamn hours. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then when the police finally did get there, they very politely sort of told the people to leave. I noticed that. They didn't even push them. They just sort of, like, helped escort them out. It was, to me, this was incredible.
Keep this in mind, guys. Keep this in mind. The mayor, Mayor Bowser, had been requesting that help for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, that's what these Trump people do. They put these people, the person that they put some chump in the DOD right now. He wouldn't even take the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wouldn't even take a phone call about the troops coming to D.C.
These people are fascists, and I think it's quite correct to point out the kinship to the Confederacy and that kind of reactionary backward thinking that motivates a lot of these people. And it's very well known that much of the police and much of the military are very sympathetic to these kind of ideas.
That's why we've got to have that investigation.
This is not completely new. So what I would suggest is, why don't we replace this reference to treasonous acts perpetrated by insurrectionists and seditionists? Why don't we just say something like the terrorist acts perpetrated by fascists? Because fascists white supremacists.
Step people on the stack, Chair. Please, point of order, go to the stack.
We will. Ralph, that's my suggested amendment, and I would like to call on Ralph, because I think I respect Ralph on these issues. I would like to hear what he has to say.
Well, I say, am I recognized?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, does anyone here expect equal treatment under the law by people of color? Poor people of color. Have we forgotten Kent State, North Carolina State? When students just stood up, they were shot. We don't need to get technical. We just want to have an expression that we oppose what happened. You think that one word changes it? We don't want to say seditious because they accuse black liberation struggles of being seditious. They accuse Lynn Stewart of being seditious. That's got nothing to do with it. We're accusing them of being seditious conspirators. Simple. That's the way it is. That's who they are. And I tell you, there will be no investigation. And if there is an investigation, it will be the same as all other investigations. If you think that they're going to go after Trump, remember Obama and Bush. The moment he became president, it's off the table. We have the two electors from Georgia. They have already said, I represent all of the people, not only the people who voted for me. So I guess he's interested in the Klan. Trust you, there will be nothing done about this. Freedom will be won by people of color. It's not going to be given because freedom cannot be given. It will continue the day day after what has happened. America is the same as it was the day before. So let us just register our opposition to what happened in the strongest words without getting cute. Why, oh, they would call us and we can't say seditious. Yes, it is. It was seditious and everybody knows it. And everybody knows they will not treat this seditious conspiracy for like they do those struggling for liberation. And so let's not mess around with it. Don't expect more. Let's just let it be said in the strongest terms that we can that what the problem is and how we feel about it. Thank you for the time.
Okay. Yeah, who else is on the stack?
Dwayne Lark would like to be on the stack.
Dwayne, there's other
Chris,
people.
Chris Corey. Chris Corey.
Mr. Chair, your timekeeper, I think we're out of time. I'd like to extend.
Thank you. Thank you, Paulina. I second.
How much do you want to extend?
5 minutes.
Okay. Do we have a second?
To modify?
Yeah, I second it.
Amend. I'd like to amend it to 10 minutes.
I second.
Can we just leave it at 5 minutes? Because we have a lot of other business to do. Let's see if we could just finish this up. We've already
Alex,
spent
only,
quite a bit.
I only need 10
That's
seconds
fine.
For my
That's
comment.
Fine.
Okay. Are there any,
any
objections to extending
no,
to
sorry.
5 minutes? Let me just...
Yeah, we can
okay,
go
no objection.
Ahead.
Okay, Chris, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to say that I agree with every word that Dwayne said in his motion, and I offer no amendments or suggestions. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Mr. Dwayne Chair, this is Sandra.
Sandra?
I'd like to call the question on this motion.
Does anybody object to calling the question?
No, I don't object.
Okay, then let's go to a vote. Let me ask, are there any objections to this motion as provided? Okay, seeing no objection, the motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's go to the next item on the agenda.
Yeah, I've got a point of personal privilege.
What is your point of personal privilege?
I'd just like to thank you, Chair, for joining the board and removing your abstention. Thank you very much.
Well, I listened to Ralph. If Ralph thinks that's a minor thing we should get over, then I'll go along with it.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. okay. So the next item is the approval of the minutes for the open session of 12/19/20. Are there any corrections to the minutes of 12/19/2020? Okay. Seeing no objections, the minutes are approved.